In the same way that the matter we can experience only as perception has no volume, it also occupies no space. Anyone grasping this fact will be freed from a number of errors. Heading the list of these is the question, where is God? Since most people assume that each of the objects they perceive occupies a specific location, they imagine that God is in outer space, up in the sky, or resides in some other part of the universe. God is surely beyond that. This ignorant belief is described in the Quran, in the story of Pharaoh, who ignorantly claimed that he, himself, was the Lord of Egypt, and that God was in the skies, and commanded his assistant Haman to construct a tower. Pharaoh said, "Haman, build me a tower so that perhaps I may gain means of access to the heavens, so that I can look on Moses' God." However, since there is no other entity than God, he is everywhere and encompasses all places. This truth is also explained in the Quran. Both east and west belong to God, so wherever you turn, the face of God is there. God is all-encompassing, all-knowing. Generally, people refer to entities they see close to themselves as being nearby. The giant galaxies we imagine to be billions of kilometers away are perceptions in the visual centers in our brains. In other words, inside us, not far away at all. To believe otherwise is an error stemming from materialist thinking. God is the only entity closer to us than anything else. This secret is revealed thus in the Quran. We created man, and we know what his own self whispers to him. We are nearer to him than his jugular vein. People who fail to understand that they cannot directly experience the originals of matter and space also harbor doubts regarding the life of the hereafter. These people question how God will destroy the entire universe on the Day of Judgment and build paradise and hell in its place. God is surely beyond that. Yet in the same way that we every morning leave the world of dreams and return to what we imagine to be real life, our lives in this world will one day come to an end, and our eternal lives in the hereafter will begin.
Sonsuz bir yoğunlukta ve sıcaklıkta tek bir noktada toplanmışlardı.
The universe is a totality of perceptions, and it is easy for God to replace these perceptions with others.
Büyük bir patlamanın ardından oluşarak bir araya gelme sürecinin başlangıcıydı.
Until today, you had always imagined that your body lived in this world. You imagined that you looked at the outside world from your body. But now you know that you have no direct experience of the physical reality of matter, nor of the external world, nor of your body. Everything we see and feel is the result of perceptions bestowed on us by God. In short, the universe is a totality of perceptions. The only absolute entity in the universe is Almighty God, the Lord and Creator of all.